7:37, Radio Now 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel.
The winner of The Voice is Josh Kaufman.
He won on The Voice last week, and Josh Kaufman is in the Radio Now 100.9 studio this morning. Good morning, Josh Kaufman.
Good morning.
Yes, it is official. I feel like we've crept on his Facebook and Twitter. We've talked to him on the phone. Finally, official, we got to meet Josh Kaufman this morning. It felt
we
nice.
We have stalked the crap out of you. So it's like kind of funny now. We're like, now we have you in the studio
but
and you can't leave.
No turning back.
Exactly.
But seriously, welcome back. Welcome. Thank you for coming in the studio. Obviously, congratulations.
Welcome home.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I bet.
The last week has been absolutely crazy. Of course, you won The Voice last week. You've been all over the place. You've been on the Today Show. Jimmy Fallon, you talked to Hoda and Kathy. I'm sorry we're not Kathy and Hoda, okay? We're trying to get there, all right? But 500 Marshall of the parade. Tell us about your last week and just really how crazy it's been for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been one thing after the next. I mean, they rushed me off the stage when I won. After a few minutes, went and did a press conference, rushed me out of there, got on a plane, went to New York overnight, you know, slept for a couple hours on the plane. And like you said, Today Show, Tonight Show, press the next day after that, and yeah, it's just been fairly nonstop. I got a little bit of a day off yesterday.
Yeah, that's crazy. And what I was wondering, because we talked to you several weeks ago, and you were saying, you know, you hadn't won yet at that point, but you know, you'd gotten pretty far into the process. But you're saying how some people had started kind of like recognizing you, but now I'm sure they really, really can. So it's like, how crazy has that been?
Oh yeah, it takes some getting used to because especially I mean because of the fact that Indianapolis got so behind it, which I appreciated so much. Yeah, when I go places around here, I'm taking a lot of pictures.
That's awesome.
I bet you are. You actually woke up actually feeling like P. Diddy. Most people just want to. You actually have over the last week. I noticed on your Facebook, too, and I think this is hilarious, but of course you know you're going to get this, but I noticed everybody has the quote-unquote, I know Josh. Like, they're posting pictures and tagging you from, like, 10 years ago. I see you in pictures, you know, dressed up singing at Hoosier Park and wherever. Have you figured out over the last, like, couple weeks that you have, like ants in Louisiana that you never knew about?
Oh yeah, the relatives is the craziest thing. I mean, the like, hey, my grandpa is your grandpa's cousin through marriage. Okay,
can we come over? Like, that's hilarious.
I wanted to ask you this as well. I mean, obviously you killed it every single week. I mean, Stay With Me, Set Fire to the Rain, Happy. I mean, I don't know. We could go on and on. But I was actually a little disappointed in your last performance. I might be the first person to say
what?
That. I thought you were going to come out for Turn Down for What for Lil Jon. Instead, you did Adele, and I don't know what happened there.
I know. No, well, that's what I wanted people to think. And I felt, I felt like the element of surprise would be in my favor.
Can you imagine Josh coming out on The Voice stage with his, like, Lil Jon pimp cup? Yeah, yo!
That would have been ridiculous. Oh, my God. That would have been amazing.
So, I love this. I was on Twitter the other day, and Usher, he had said that if you won, he was going to cook in his underwear and make breakfast.
Can you do that here?
Yeah. Obviously.
Like, right here.
Obviously, you did
right
win.
Next to me.
How does that make you feel knowing Usher got half naked for you, Josh, another man?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Yeah, he, you know, he said he was going to do it, and everything happened the way, you know, we wanted it to, and he followed through. He followed
I love
through.
It.
So you're welcome, ladies.
I know, and I love, like, the grassroots movement that he helped start, too, because number one, I look back at my phone, and I called your number 18 times to vote for you. I'm not a creeper at all, but I saw that Justin Bieber even gave you some love,
yes.
And that was the one time, I'm sorry, I'm not a Justin Bieber lover, but that was the one time I gave myself the pass to retweet something that he did.
Yes,
I was like, you know
absolutely.
What? You're annoying, but retweet. I support you.
I wanted to ask you this. You've had a chance to meet so many people, obviously, over the last several months. Told us one time Lenny Kravitz was reaching out to you. Of course,
yeah.
You know, Usher and Adam Levine. Has there anybody that you've met during this experience where you're like, man, that was really cool. I got to meet that person.
Well, yeah, all of those. I think the biggest one was, like, what we already said, was the Lenny Kravitz thing. I mean, he's been kind of like a musical hero of mine for going way, way back. So for him to contact the show and say, hey, I'd like to give Josh Kaufman a call, like, yeah, that was cool.
Wow. Did you call him back yet?
He finally got a hold of me. He's like, man, you're a hard guy to reach. I was like, well, I've been on a TV show, so...
I think it's
take a number, Lenny.
I think it's funny that we try to, you know, text him and set up interviews, and, you know, meanwhile he has like Adam Levine and Lenny Kravitz blowing up his phone.
Right, I love it. And Kyle's like, oh, hey Josh.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
But Josh Kaufman, thank you so much for being in studio. He's actually going to be hanging out for a while. He's actually going to be singing a song at 8 o'clock. He brought his guitar as well. Looking forward to that. But you need to be here in 5 minutes because we just found out James Hinchcliffe, a very popular IndyCar driver, has a man crush on Josh Kaufman.
Yes, huge.
He's actually sitting out in the hallway having no idea that you're actually in here. So, James Hinchcliffe, we're going to surprise him with his man crush, Josh Kaufman, here in 5 minutes.
I can't wait.
Thanks for being in the studio. It should be a lot of fun. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.